Hello,
Honeywell,
my name
Trinity.
Is Mary. I'm calling for an opinion research with a public opinion survey about the Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with David?
Sure.
Thank you. And do you have a few minutes so you can help me with the survey, sir?
Sure.
Thank you so much. And the question is, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, I'm sorry, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track?
They're good enough.
You can say right direction or ground track?
Right direction.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area at Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, sir, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. I'm sorry. Is that the definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, thank you. The question, in what year were you born, sir?
1960.
Thank you so much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
I guess Caucasian white.
Okay, thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you, sir. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first says, more parks and recreational opportunities. You can
five.
Okay, thank you. And more dining and entertainment options.
2.
Thank you. And more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
3.
Thank you. And the next say more good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
3.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options?
4.
Thank you so much. And the next question, sir, it says, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Too few.
Too few. Thank you so much. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
Just right.
And we can say about the right amount?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thinking about commercial development, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Leuven. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Leuven?
Yes.
That will be a strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Strong.
Okay. And would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Leuven?
No.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Leuven?
No.
No, thank you. And would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Is that a strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Leuven?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much, sir. We are in the middle of the service, sir. Can you tell me, and in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Leuven?
Professional services.
Professional services. Okay, thank you so much. And we are moving to the next question. We are in the 71% of the servicer. Thank you so much for your time. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Leuven? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem, sir?
Very big problem.
Thank you so much. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Leuven? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem, sir?
A fairly big problem.
Okay, thank you so much. We are moving to the next question. Still thinking about residential development, I am going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Leuven. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Leuven?
Yes, yes.
That is strongly yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Leuven?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you so much. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Leuven?
No.
Thank you so much. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Leuven?
No.
Thank you so much, sir. We are moving to the next question. How long have you lived in Phoenix, sir?
26 years.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with your friends or family?
Own.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Leuven. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is change zoning laws or to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Are you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you so much, sir. And tell me the next proposal is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Are you strongly favor, somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you so much. And the next said, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Are you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you so much. And the next is change zoning laws to allow for the constructions of more apartment buildings.
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, thank you. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay, thank you. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Are you strongly favored, somewhat favored, or somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next question, sir. We are in the 91% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Let's see. 18.
18? We can, okay, thank you.
Masters.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100 million?
I guess the upper one, it's 100,000, so whatever that one is.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, sir, can I have your first name?
Randy.
Randy, thank you so much, Randy. And that will be all for now. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us, and you can go with your day now. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.